0818 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon. You are very welcome to Liveline. Katie Hannan with you today until 3. And I want to go straight now to Róisín. Róisín, good afternoon.
Hi there, how are you?
Róisín, how are you, more to the point?
Oh, Lord, I'm like a cage here, rattling. My bones are aching all over. I haven't slept in a week. Joint pain, sweating. The lack of HRT in this country is astounding right now.
Okay, yeah, let's just explain to people, Róisín. You got in touch with us, as did many others, we should say, and we'll be talking to hopefully some more of them shortly. People who have got their prescription for HRT, in many cases, after many years, you know, not having one and then getting the relief of that prescription, only now to find that it is a potluck whether you're going to actually get that prescription filled when you go to the pharmacy with it.
Absolutely. I've been all over the country and to no avail. There's absolutely no HRT north or south of the border. My only option right now would be to book a flight, to go to Spain, to walk in off the street to a chemist and be able to buy it over the counter, which is the option we actually don't have here.
Just tell us a little bit about your own story, Róisín. You were diagnosed with breast cancer in your 30s.
Yes, I was. When I was 35, I had a breast cancer diagnosis and I had to have a mastectomy. And when I was 37, as a result of having cancer, I had to have a full hysterectomy. That's uterus, tubes, ovaries, the whole lot had to go. And as you know, it's our main sex hormone and we can't make it if we don't have our ovaries. So I didn't go into gradual menopause. I think I woke up in pools of sweat from that operation. So I had what they called car crash menopause. But at the time, nobody actually told me I was going into menopause. I didn't know really anything about menopause. I thought it was something that happened as you got old and your period stopped or whatever. And I had kind of about 2 years where I was just at death's door. I got over all the cancer part of it and now I had this at 37. It was awful. It was horrific. I had to try and find a doctor that would actually prescribe for me. I went to doctors outside of Ireland, got in contact with doctors in the UK, Holland, and they all said, you know, it's a serious estrogen deficiency that I had. However, life became so unbearable. Eventually, I got the help and the treatment that I needed. It was a long battle, but I was prescribed then like HRT. What we have nowadays is body identical HRT, and it's in gel or patch or spray, and it's not synthetic. It's sensitized from, I think, soya and wild yam. So it's actually very, very safe to take. So I eventually got on that treatment. And I think this is the second. Last year we had an awful shortage as well because I remember having to ration my prescriptions as well and travel all over the country to try and source it also. But now the country is dry at the moment.
And
there's no issues we got.
So what kind of HRT, because I know you can get HRT delivered in various forms, so what kind of HRT are you on at the moment?
What I'm on is, it's transdermal HRT. It's in
patches. These are the patches, yeah.
Yes, the patches. The patch is probably the lifesaver. So I'm on quite high strength of that, and I have the gel either in the pump bottle or the one, the Divi gel in the sachet that you would put onto your skin or put onto your hip or your arm and rub in every day. But me, I have to rub that in twice a day to accompany the patch because the patch alone isn't actually enough for me.
Right. And are all the different types, you know, scarce at the same time, or is there a particular run on a particular patch, say?
Well, this particular HR regime that I am on is all natural. As I said, it's not synthetic because synthetic HRT will raise the bar a little bit as regards the cancer scare. So with this natural HRT, you're 4 times less likely to incur a case of cancer, whether it's breast cancer, colon cancer, bowel cancer, or cervical cancer. So it's actually breast protective. It's brain protective, bone protective. I mean, I'm like a skeleton here today. I had to spend today in bed, yesterday in bed. I can't grip a pen today because I can't make even a fist. My knuckles are also swollen. My hips and my knees are very bad. And you can know, on the long term, that's not good for the mental health.
No, not for physical or mental health. Indeed, Roisin. Roisin, will you stay with us and we'll try and get a better line to you. We can hear you, but there's a bit of a buzz on it. And we'll come back to you if that's OK, because we want to hear more from Roisin there. But I would bring in Patricia now. Patricia, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for having me.
You've had the same problem trying to source your HRT.
Yeah, exactly. It's very similar to Roisin's experience. I'm on Estrogel, which is a gel that you apply on top of your skin, and there are shortages on that one as well. It's not easy to source it at the moment. So I'm still okay, but I'm just dreading my next prescription.
And when did the shortage get really bad this time? Is this just in the last couple of weeks or last month? How long has this been going on?
I'd say we've had shortages now for a good number of months, where it's been really touch and go whether you are going to get your prescription exactly on the dates that you need it. Because the thing with HRT is that when you come out of it, it can have really devastating effects on what you've tried to solve for first, right? And even switching from one HRT protocol to another can enchain a number of hormonal changes and bring back your symptoms. So it's very undesirable.
How long have you actually been on HRT, Patricia?
It's been close to a year now.
And was it for, as we heard from so many people who were in contact with Joe on this programme, was it a big relief to you to get on that regime to begin with?
Oh, it was life-changing. Like, I consider HRT my lifeline. It has restored my physical health, but my mental health, more importantly. It was about a year and a half ago that perimenopause hit me like a ton of bricks. I'm a relatively healthy person, sporty, always did the right things. And all of a sudden, completely unaware, because like Roisin mentioned, we don't talk about it. We haven't received any education about women's health in terms of perimenopause and menopause. All this battery of symptoms started to come to me. Hot flashes, brain fog, low mood, depression, mood swings. I was absolutely crippled. And I started to research my options. And the moment HRT entered my life and I started to have it, things turned around almost immediately. And I felt a semblance of my old self coming back, really.
So you have been able to source your last prescription, have you? So are you okay right now?
I'm okay right now. I am due to get my next prescription end of April. And what I've heard is that there are shortages in estrogel. So, yeah, I'm very anxious. Right now what I feel is anxiety about going to my chemist and not being able to get my next estrogel packet. I just don't know what I do.
And I know, like you say, that this, if you went into a chemist or a pharmacist and you were told that there wasn't insulin there for your diabetes, there would be, you know, would be considered an outrage. But this is happening day in, day out now.
Well, absolutely. That's the best way that I can describe how very pivotal HRT is for the women that are taking it. You would never question why a diabetic needs insulin. Well, this is exactly the same for us. We absolutely 100% need to have this medication to function as human beings and to restore our physical and mental health. So that's why, you know, that metaphor for me, or that, it's exactly the same.
And what does the pharmacist say to you when, you know, in relation to this, when you've been talking to them, you know, when you present your prescription?
Oh, no, they are upfront. They talk about shortages and they try their best to look at their different branches to see if there's any stock that they can move to me. And they just, they just advise me to talk to my medical provider and see if they could switch me to other types, which is something that I do not want to do, you know, if I could avoid it. So, like I said, so far, I have not gone more than 2 or 3 weeks without my prescription. I've seen what that does to my health and to the symptoms returning, and I certainly would not want to put myself in a temporary protocol. What I want is the support to solve this issue and nip it in the bud.
And you have gone 2 or 3 weeks without your HRT, without your estrogen. And what did that do?
Hot flashes returned. And when hot flashes return, that means insomnia. They go hand in hand. So that goes with tiredness, brain fog, not being your best self at work, not being the best friend, mother, friend, partner that you can be. Joint pains, tiredness, you know, low mood. It's just absolutely horrific.
Yeah, it is horrific. I think we might have Roisin. If you stay with us, Patricia, I think we might have Roisin on a better line, hopefully. Roisin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm back to you. Sorry about that. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think that is a bit of a better line. Anyway, just talking to Patricia there about the, you know, pharmacist advising her to go back to her doctor, maybe get a different type of a prescription, or to, you know, they ring around. You do that job yourself as well, don't you? You've tried, as you said, the whole country.
Yeah, I've tried it. I've tried everywhere. And the thing with me is, however, there was synthetic estrogen available to me at one point, but I can't take synthetic estrogen because it minuscule raises the bar for me as regards a cancer again. So I have to stick with, we say, the more natural forms, which is the gel and the patch for me. But I just wanted to make a point that Patricia actually also touched on. It's hormonal depression that nobody seems to be talking about. And this medicine, or this medication, so to speak, is a lifeline for half the working population in Ireland right now. And we don't want to be a burden on what's already a broken health system. You know, we go to the doctor or to your GP or whatever, and they think the baseline for to treat hormonal depression is antidepressant medication. While I agree with antidepressant medication in a lot of cases, for hormonal depression, it's essential that we have access to our HRT.
Yeah.
It's just some of the things. That's one thing that's not been spoken about. And I know loads of women, even my own age and older, that cannot be without their HRT as a result of suffering with hormonal depression.
And is this something you're talking about now? Like, is this a hot topic among women who are, about to get their prescription filled or worried about the next time they need to go?
Everybody is so worried right now. I just had a friend this morning to ring me to know, because she's 3 weeks without her prescription. She wanted to know, could I share mine with her, you know, and tide her over? But I spoke to my pharmacist last week, and he told me he searched everywhere, and he was so good to actually search all over the country and even in the north also. But he said it's going to be middle of July before they start coming back into the country.
And it strikes me, so like, pharmacists have enough to be doing as well than to be spending their time trying to source medication that a huge number of their customers are going to be coming in looking for.
We really want to know, like, What's going to happen? Like, is there anybody in government talking about this? I mean, it has to come from somewhere up high, because a pharmacist alone can only do so much. I can only do so much for myself also. So we'd like to see a full flow of HRT to continuously come into the country.
Yeah. Okay.
I can go to Spain and get it over the counter and it's half the cost. I don't need any prescription.
Although I do think that the shortages are not just an Irish problem. Am I right in that?
It's in the UK also, yeah.
So I don't know if there's no issues in Spain, but maybe we'll find out a bit more about that as we go on. Roisin, many thanks for that. I'll go to Liz now. Liz, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
Same story, Liz.
Yeah, I would think it's a complete outrage, you know, that there's such a short supply off it in the chemist. Like, I've driven to Kerry to get mine.
Where are you based?
I'm based in Mallow.
Right, so.
And I would have different people, different places looking for it for me. Now, it has been okay with a year and a half, but suddenly again, it's about Christmas, it is in short supply in my local, and they can't give it to me.
And like, how bad would you have been, Liz, before you got put on this
very bad. I held off on going on it. I'm on it 2 years. But I would have had 50 flushes an hour at night time.
An hour?
Yeah. So you mean it means not sleeping. It means then you get up in the morning and you feel awful in the morning. And you don't feel like exercise, but you eat badly. And then it affects you mentally because you're not out and you're sitting there and you're depressed and you're still having the flushes. Clothes, then you can't wear everything. You're looking and thinking, what can I wear? Can't wear jeans. Has to be something cool. Have a fan at your desk. So the HRT for me definitely keeps all those under control. And the only time I really will get a flush is if I don't exercise. And I do exercise, try to exercise every day. And if I was maybe at a wedding or something and I have a bit of alcohol, a few gins, I will suffer it with a few heat flushes, but nothing like before.
Yeah, you'll pay for that. You'll pay for your few gins.
Yeah. But like, I've heard on my one is Estradot, and I'm on 100 mg. Estradot, apparently, they're trying to redesign the patches, is a lot of the reasons they're in short supply. But, like, I really don't care about the redesign. They say that women give out about the black mark that's left after the patch. I couldn't care less.
God, I'm not surprised when you describe, Liz, your situation before you got that patch.
Well, I kind of tried all the alternative things. I tried everything and anything. And some things worked for some little few months, but then really they weren't.
So in your case, it's Estradot, you say it was, yeah?
Yeah, I'm on Estradot, yeah.
That's a specific issue to do with, you know, the processes they're doing to improve the patch. Is that's what you've been told?
But they're at that for 2 or 3 years. This isn't just now. Because when I went on the patch, my doctor, first of all, told me I wouldn't be able to get the patches that they weren't available. So actually, I went to my pharmacy and asked my pharmacy what patches they had in stock. And then I went back to my doctor again and said, I can get these ones. But I was told about the issue with production on them. And that's 2.5 years ago.
We know that there are lots of issues with this. And as you say, it was going back over a year and a half ago. There was another kind of crunch point with this. And this seems to be another crunch point again. We have a statement from the authority who regulates these medicines. They say the HPRA is aware of the current challenges regarding the intermittent supply of hormone replacement therapies, notably the transdermal patches. And they say that the companies have indicated the current supply difficulties are due to a significantly increased demand for these medicines in Ireland in recent years. And I suppose you'd have to say that's a good thing, that people have just become more aware that this is available and that it's not dangerous as they had maybe been believed. But they're saying that, you know, this is not a regulatory matter, but the HPRA continue to review the available options within our regulatory remit. And they're saying that they've told the companies that they're open to providing accelerated approval to supply a product originally intended for other markets, if that would help. But it seems to be just an international problem. And can I bring in Michelle? Michelle, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
You got a family member to get your HRT in Spain.
Yeah. My sister actually brought back 6 months of the utrogestrin 100 milligram and the estradiol for me from Spain, and she had absolutely no issue getting us. Now, she did need the prescription, but there was no issue getting us. I work in pharmacy, and I have been inundated with women trying to get their HRT, whether it be the gel, the patches. Some of the patches are back in stock, and the manufacturers, the suppliers can't even tell us when the rest of the stuff is going to be back.
So which ones are back in stock? So
there's the Estradot, the Everol Conti, and there is the Utrogestrin is available as well, the 100 milligram.
Right.
That's the only one. That's the only strength that comes in now.
Okay, and am I right in saying you can get it over the counter in Spain? You don't need a prescription.
You do need a prescription.
You do need a prescription then. But do you get, will a prescription from an Irish GP be accepted
in
there?
Spain, yes, it is acceptable in Spain. But as far as I know, up north, the prescription has to be written in a different format. So when a doctor writes a prescription in this country, they put down the name of the drug and by 1 month, and then repeat it by how many months the doctor wants the patient to have it for.
Mm-hmm.
But up north, it has to be written. So say if you want to get 3 months, the doctor has to write 90 tablets.
Right, and it's that specific, is it?
It has to be, because it is a prescription-only medication up north as well.
And it's perfectly safe. It's the exact same drug. There's no issue in terms of sourcing it abroad like that.
No, it's exactly the same. Yeah. There's a certain amount of the drug per mil, so you can sort of like tweak it a little bit to suit the patient's needs. Depends on what way the doctor has prescribed the medication. But the patches, a lot of them, they just come with a different name. So obviously, like, there's different manufacturers making the different patches with the same ingredients in it, and it's just like, there'll be the same amount of the medication in the patches.
I see my screen is lighting up here. So
yeah.
if people...
The utrogestrin is, as far as I know, it is still available in Ireland. That's an unlicensed medication, and it is available.
What do you mean by unlicensed medication? That means it's not licensed for this use, is it?
Well, it is licensed for HRT, but that's just the way it's sold. But it is available.
Okay.
And the estrogen gel has been coming in and out of stock. I think the issue has mainly been with like other forms of administering the gel. Like there's like the little sachets, probably women are saying Divi gel. That's one that has been out of stock for a while. But you can get the estrogen gel. So there would be an equivalent to that in it. Like, so the doctors can tweak it if women are having these, like, obviously I've heard that woman there, she was saying she was getting like 40 flushes per hour. Like, that's horrific. I totally sympathise with that lady, because I went through it myself, like brain fog and all the stuff that goes with it. And unfortunately, doctors do resort to giving patients antidepressants because these symptoms are thrown back to a patient, a woman, like, you feel like you're depressed because the symptoms.
Because you are depressed, obviously, yeah.
You would feel very similar. Now, yeah. I haven't been down that route myself because I was lucky enough that I was able to get the medication. I was able to get it for myself. I didn't get preferential treatment because I work in pharmacy. I got a month like everybody else. We weren't supplying 6 months to anybody. And I was just lucky that my sister was able to get it for me.
Is that what you're doing in pharmacies, Michelle? You're rationing it basically, and you're just giving it? Because most people would get.
It's obviously like there's panic stations, and I can totally see the side of the woman, like that they want to get, like, if there's 6 months there, they're requesting 6 months, but we obviously have to try and give everybody a month and maybe try and look after everybody, because if somebody has 6 months in their press, somebody is doing without. And the doctors even are trying to prescribe alternatives, but a lot of them are very, very similar. I know it's one women are saying, I don't want to change, but if they look at the ingredients, a lot of them are very similar. It's just a matter of maybe changing temporarily. If that would be something
Michelle, you can imagine that if somebody has had, you know, very, very, very difficult time and have finally found hit on the regime that works for them, then how nervous you would be.
But if there's no other option, I personally would think, because if they go into a chemist and ask what actually do you have available, and maybe go back to the GP and say, can I use any of these as an equivalent? You know, is there any of these I can use instead? But the suppliers have told us that hopefully everything should be back by July. I know it's a long time to wait if somebody is like feeling like extremely overwhelmed, depressed, and getting all the symptoms of menopause. I totally sympathise with them. But just have faith in the country. I really do think that they're working, they're doing what they can to get the medication back in stock. And as soon as it is available, chemists are ordering as much as they're allowed. So, you know, I think it's just across the board in the south of Ireland. But if any women are listening, if they know anybody up north, if they know a pharmacy, ring them and ask them, is there something available or different brands but the same drug? And that's...
But I do think there are issues in the north and in the UK as well, generally, Michelle. But look, we'll find out.
They do have more stock. I'm sure somebody's going to ring you there, but they do have more stock than the south of Ireland. I hope that helps some of the women out there. And yeah.
Okay. I'll let you back to your doggy there. Michelle, many thanks for that. We'll have more on this after this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And if you do want to tell your story or leave a message in relation to this or anything else, indeed, our WhatsApp number is 087-184-3709. That's 087-184-3709. I want to bring in Dr. Amy Morgan now. Good morning or good afternoon, Amy.
Hi, Katie. How are you doing?
Yeah, Amy, I'm sure you're listening to our callers there. What is the story at the moment? What do you understand is the situation, and how long might women be left in this limbo?
So I've just listened to some of your callers there, and I think they've illustrated it quite well. I mean, the simple picture is there are shortages, and there are particularly shortages in the topical preparations. So they're preparations that we would prescribe to go on the skin to deliver the hormone in question, which is estrogen. Be it through a patch or spray or gel, and the most obvious shortages that we're seeing are in the patch format and the gel. And there are preferred ways of delivering HRT to a woman who needs it. They're often considered the safer option for some women in terms of the lower risk of associated complications like clots. So if the woman had additional risk factors, that would be generally what we would prefer to prescribe her. So, and they would be the standards upheld by British Menopause Society and World Health Organization as well. So yeah, there are shortages, and I think it certainly is, in one way you could say, okay, it's a reflection of the increased demand, which can be interpreted as a positive thing. And certainly I'm seeing that in my practice. There's a huge demand in terms of for HRT specifically. Women are now actually directing the conversation when they come into me, and that's a big change from where we were even just 2 or 3 years ago. So there certainly is an increased demand. But we have faced these shortages before, and I think the issue is, I suppose, on my end and for the woman as well, is that when you're issuing the prescription, you're sending them off to the pharmacy, not quite sure what she's going to get on the other end, and it does to conversations and emails from the pharmacist and then from the woman themselves about having to change up the preparation, you know, multiple times and getting requests into our surgery to ring them back and change things up. So it creates an extra workload and then obviously extra frustration for the woman herself.
And not just frustrated, like, what can answer that question to us that I was asking, or Michelle was raising it there, saying, you know, go back to your doctor, get a different, you know, rejig it a little bit and get what's available. Get your prescription to you know, be changed to reflect what's actually available at the moment. But then, you know, we heard from Patricia earlier, she's terrified of changing her regime because she's just got it right.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, I think most people would share that experience if they were talking about different medications. They're used to the medication they have and they're comfortable with it and they want to remain on it. And I suppose these are hormones that we're delivering as well to alleviate symptoms that are, as your callers illustrated, they're you know, often sometimes can be mild, but at the extreme can be very debilitating and can significantly affect someone's quality of life. So if you're going into that not knowing if your medication is going to be available to you month on month, obviously that just adds to your stress levels and obviously has a knock-on effect in terms of just how efficiently we're able to manage someone's menopausal symptoms. And you know, as you pointed out, we can reference the HPRA, which is the regulation body, and they will keep us abreast of shortages, of the particular shortages today are specifically the estradiol and the estradiol patches. So, but again, there's geographical, you know, in differences in that. You might have one GP in one area of the country and their pharmacy has it in stock, and maybe someone like myself in the northeast where I have a lot of women who are on HRT and they're coming back to me week on week with supply issues. So it can be variable, and obviously it's frustrating for everybody.
And tell me two things. One, we're hearing a lot of brand names connected to these products. Is there any generic version of these HRT medicines, these patches?
Essentially, it's not that there's a particular loyalty to any one brand. It's basically just that they are the company that produced the product in the format that we prefer to prescribe it in. So just, yeah, in terms of the topical preparations, their gel, their spray and their patch. So really, it's in terms of switching someone from one preparation to another, you do have to know the patient. You do have to know what their background medical history is. And you do have to make sure that if you're swapping, that you know what the equivalent dose of the estrogen that you're giving from one preparation to another. So it isn't just as simple as this isn't available and a quick decision in a minute or two, you know, we'll switch you over to that. Some women prefer getting it in one format versus the other.
But are all the patches roughly the same? Is what I'm wondering. Like, say, if you're getting, would 15 milligram be a regular dosage? If you just got a different patch that delivered the same level of estrogen, would that work just the same? Could they be swapped for one another at the counter of a pharmacy?
I mean, our pharmacies are fantastic. They will email us, and they'll say, look, we don't have this, we have this. What do you think? And sometimes we can arrange a solution through that mechanism. But the problem is that your first choice mightn't be available, and then you'll go to your second choice, which is maybe something like the gel or whatever, if you're trying to do an equivalent, and that isn't available either. And then you'll find out that maybe the only option available to you in terms of specifically the estrogen delivery is actually a pill-based format, which was not your preferred option in the first instance. So it's not just a question of this isn't available, your second and sometimes your third options aren't available either.
In terms of, you say you mightn't have it, but some GP maybe down in Kerry or over in Galway might have it. Is there any way you can link up? Is there any system where we could have a sort of a central database so at any one time you would know where there may be some of this product available?
I'm sure it's a possibility. I don't know. It's a simple answer. When we issue prescriptions for our patients, they are sent electronically and we have a database of pharmacists that are on a health mail electronic system. So, you know, we can prescribe things to pharmacies in different areas. It just so happens that most patients obviously prefer to go to their local pharmacy, someone that they know and they trust. So it is a possibility. It's obviously just not something I have any and there are shortages in other medicines and this happens from time to time. But obviously, as your callers pointed out, that these are essential medicines for women, so disruptions to the supply chain, which are not just here, they're international, I gather, but unfortunately they are very disruptive to women and I think it's the uncertainty in terms of what the supply chain is going forward. That's the issue as well.
Yeah, exactly. It's not just what's happening now, it's where we're going to end up. And if more and more women are prescribed it, does that mean more and more rationing and more shortages down the line, which is a very difficult scenario? We talked about the HPRA there, the regulatory body. It's not really down to them. They're saying they're keeping an eye on it, but it's not. They don't have any power to get the manufacturers to manufacture more of it. Should it be a political issue?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the fact that we're discussing this is good. It highlights the issue, and certainly if we keep the conversation going, I suppose we can examine what are the actual issues, because I suppose generally when you speak to pharmacists, they're doing their best, they're ordering these medications in and they're going from month to month, and they're not sure what the issue is sometimes either. So yeah, it is a reflection of the increased demand, but that increased demand looks like it's going to because women are not afraid to talk about their symptoms now, and they're coming to us readily, and they want help, and a lot of them are eligible for hormone replacement therapy. So that is a demand that looks like it's going to be sustained in the future. So we do plan ahead about and be very aware of what the supply chain issues and come up with any solutions that are there. We need to know about them.
We need to know about them indeed. Thank you for that. That's Dr. Amy Morgan there, who's a GP in Drogheda. Georgina, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi, how are you?
You're down to your last month's supply.
Yeah, I've a month of gel actually left at the moment. I was put on HRT about a year ago. I had long COVID, or have long COVID, I should say, and my doctor advised, who was brilliant, actually I have a great GP, who advised me to go on HRT, said there's not really too many other options, but HRT would be something that I should really strongly consider. So he put me on a patch, which, to be honest, has changed my life in so many ways. It's improved a huge number of the symptoms I had, the flushes, the aches and pains, the energy, the mood, so many things. But in the last, I'd say, kind of 4 to 5 months, the supply thing has sort of been an issue almost every month. And I have a brilliant pharmacist too. So I don't feel like the doctors and the pharmacists, I feel, are doing their best. I suppose my big question is, I'd love to understand the process of where does the HRT come from? Is it actually like a supply issue? Like, I'd heard that it wasn't a manufacturing issue, and I'd heard at one stage, I don't know how true it is, that we had HRT coming into the country, but it was going back out of the country. And I'd love to know, could that be the case? Did that happen? And I just would love to understand the supply issue.
So you've heard that HRT that was actually in Ireland was exported back out of Ireland, having been imported in to begin with.
Yeah, I don't know how true that is, but I suppose that would be something I'd love answered. Like, how does it work? I don't have the answer, but how does it work? And I suppose I think as women that we need to get together. Like, I think that if it was a man's issue, I don't think, and it sounds terrible to be saying it like this, but I think if it was a male issue and that there was other medicines that people couldn't get, I think there would be uproar. And I think as women, we need to stand together and say, you know, we need to get supplies, and we can't have this every month.
I did wonder, I have to say, that if this was Viagra, for instance, that we were talking about,
exactly,
would people have kind of suffered in silence for many months before you'd hear about it on a show like this? Would it happen? It just seems extraordinary because, as you say, we know what this can mean to individuals, and then what it means to their families, to their workplace. It's a massive, massive.
It's a massive issue.
Issue for people to get access to this supplement, this estrogen. And I mean, so are you getting it like on a monthly basis? Is that how your pharmacist works it? That you get it a month at a time?
Well, to be honest, I had been on a patch, and then I got moved because there was no patches, to a gel. So I'm on the gel now about 2 months. Not working as well for me personally yet. I mean, everyone's different. But I am very keen to try and see if I can get the patch again, because things were going very well for me with that. Now, I actually joined a menopausal group in England called Harley Street at Home, just because I thought it would be useful to speak to other women and, you know, get some information, really, kind of inform myself about menopause. And some of my friends now in England have offered to post HRT to me, which is really kind.
This is going back to the days of the condoms.
Exactly, yeah.
Will it be in brown paper packaging, Georgie?
It could be. They were very kind. I said, no, I'll try the pump for the moment. But some of them, I know, are getting it in England. So I don't know. I'd love to understand the process. But I feel that I heard you mention there to Amy, you know, is it a government issue? I think it is. It's a medical issue that, you know, we need to understand why there is a supply issue and how can it be resolved?
So you think Stephen Donnelly should be put on the case, Georgina?
Well, I think absolutely. I think just if we could understand how it's supplied to the country, then we can figure out where the supply issue is. And once we know that, then hopefully we can resolve it.
Well, I suppose, to be honest, because people have, as I say, been suffering largely in silence in relation to this, maybe Stephen Donnelly doesn't understand that this is such a big issue for many, many, many women around the country.
Well, really, I mean, without oestrogen, just at a very basic level, nothing functions properly without oestrogen, from your mind to your skin to your hair. you know, to everything. Without estrogen, it's really hard to function as a normal human, and that's just what it comes down to. So I think we need really, we need somebody, answers from somebody, and maybe it is Stephen Donnelly, but I think we need to understand why there is a supply issue. And once we understand that, then hopefully we can find a way to resolve it.
Okay, Roger, Georgina, we'll see if we have any. Would you be prepared to protest? Would you hit the streets on it?
Oh, well, I would actually. To be honest, at the moment, I would, because I think going from month to month, to ask anyone to do that for medicine is not, you know, it's just not acceptable, you know.
And so stressful, just so stressful.
Yeah, it is. And also like that, the doctors who are doing an amazing job, they're already under pressure. He doesn't need another phone call from me saying, can you change my thing, my prescription again? There's no pump now this time. So now I have to look at something else. You know, like, we're wasting medical time going back to our doctors. We just need to figure out what the supply issue is, why there's a problem, and we need, once
see how we can
figure
it.
That out, yeah, then we can fix it.
Okay. Okay, Georgina, many thanks for that. We'll have more on this after these.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815. Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Noreen, good afternoon, Noreen.
Hi, Katie. How are you?
You're down to your very last patch.
I'm down to my very last patch, and they've given me a month's supply of a patch that I'll break out in welts if I stick it to myself. And, you know, the supply issue, this is going on a long time, and it's one product and then you're changed to another product, or else there isn't the product. And it's happening too often for it not to be deliberate, in my opinion. So I'm seriously thinking about asking the European Commission to investigate if there is discrimination against women in this issue in Ireland, because, like you said, if there was a Viagra issue, I'm sure they would have sorted it by now.
How dependent on this patch are you, Noreen?
Well, I'll tell you, I'm only on it about 2 years, but maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I didn't really take much notice of the flushes. They were horrible and they were painful, but my teeth fell out.
Your teeth fell out?
My teeth fell out. I mean, every part of your body needs estrogen. My teeth fell out. I couldn't remember how.
How many teeth did you lose?
Four. And my teeth are fine now. Well, they're not fine. I'm getting work done on them. But, I mean, they're not loose, you know. I was afraid to talk to people on the phone because I thought I had this lisp and that everyone would hear my teeth rattling. I couldn't remember, like, writing numbers. I thought I had dementia. And when I went to my GP, in fairness, but what's happening is women are having to go out and educate themselves in order to get help from the medical profession, because my GP is lovely, but I got a smile. That's just your age, you know?
What, your, no teeth, your teeth falling out was just your age?
No. But he was explaining to me, but I only found out that was a symptom afterwards.
Right, but you're saying the dementia or the your sense that you were... For you're getting forgetful or the brain fog, that was your age.
That was just my age. She called it baby brain, and I remember, like, it's a very long time since I was pregnant, but I was on top of my game. I was so sharp. And, you know, so Katie, it's not, it can't be an accident at this stage, because it's happening too much. You know, Guinnesses are selling Guinness, so there's going to be a festival in wherever, and 100,000 people are going to be there, and Guinness are going to make sure that they have their product in there because they want to sell their product. Cow and Gate are going to have the baby milk available when 100,000 babies are born because they want to sell their product, and other manufacturers of other things. Why aren't the manufacturers? Is this because it's a women's product?
It is. I mean, I'm just reminded now as you say that, Noreen, of the massive furore there was around the vaccines when we got the COVID vaccines first, mm-hmm. and we had that massive supply issue in this country, and that was obviously because they were just ramping up supply. They had just developed this new product. Mm-hmm. But there was, at that stage, as I recall, the minister was meeting with the heads of the pharma companies, and there was mm-hmm. engagement on a political level to ensure that, at every level, to ensure that we got our fair share of whatever supply was going to be manufactured and was out there and available to us.
But half the women in the country have menopause, are losing estrogen. But, you know, it's going to be ongoing.
Yes, that's the point, isn't it?
Yeah.
That there isn't the same sort of political focus on sorting out this, if it can be sorted. I mean, it does seem to be some sort of a secret, really, in terms of what exactly is the crux of this. Why hasn't manufacturing of these supplements, these estrogen supplements, being ramped up to meet the demand that is clearly out there?
Well, maybe, I mean, you said, should Stephen Donnelly be involved? I'd prefer somebody competent was involved, because I'm shaking in temper over this. You know, I mean, this is a women's issue, and we need women. We need women.
But to be fair to Stephen Donnelly, he was proactive, was he not, in putting a menopause clinic together in response to the response, I think, to a lot of the stories that brilliant women like yourself told on this programme.
Where's the menopause clinic?
It's in the National Maternity Hospital.
And is it up and running?
It is, as I understand it. I understand there is a new in Holles Street. Yeah, indeed.
Are there regional ones? I'm in Cork.
I don't think it's been regionalised yet, Noreen. But I'm just making the point that, to be fair to the Health Minister, he has made some steps in relation to this, which had never been made before, to be fair. Being told here that budget 2022 provided further commitment to a focused approach to in menopause care, with funding for 3 further specialist menopause clinics to bring the number of clinics nationally to 4. There's one in place, and specialist menopause clinics will be provided in Dublin, Limerick, Galway and Cork, Noreen.
And Cork.
Working to complement.
And when the women go and meet the specialists at the menopause clinics and the prescriptions are written, the products aren't available. Or a product will be found that would suit you, because what would suit you might not necessarily suit me. That's the problem.
But you did have an interesting idea there, Noreen, about approaching the European Commission in relation to a gender rights issue, a women's rights issue.
Well, I think we've already been investigated on medical bias, and a friend of mine did her thesis on it, so I'm going to have to read that. So I think that's fairly established that there is bias against women in medicine in Ireland.
Indeed.
So, you know, and I think this is just another indicator of that. It was just on a much bigger scale, because the funny thing about it, Katie, is you don't realise how bad you are until you start to feel better. I wanted to give up driving because I was so nervous driving. You know, I had a meeting in Dublin a couple of years ago, and it was in Liberty Hall, and I was getting the bus from directly across the way from Liberty Hall back to Cork. But I had a panic attack, and I was on the phone to my daughter, and I had a panic attack, and she basically talked me onto the bus, and I had to kind of really concentrate, you know, keep the river on your right, and the bus stop is along here. And the bus driver, I remember the bus driver saying to me, I think he thought I was kind of on drugs or something, and he said, are you okay to get on the bus? And that's the difference.
Yeah.
You know,
it's terrifying. There's no two ways about it. And it's, as you say, as everyone has been saying, it's so stressful to have now this extra worry about, you know, what do I do when my, like, how long does your patch last? How long do you wear that patch for?
I change on a Tuesday and a Friday. So my last patch that I have that doesn't cause irritation and that seems to be kind of working will be changed tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. So I do it Tuesday morning and a Friday night.
And
I do 3.5 days.
Will you resort to the patch that irritates your skin if you have to?
Well, I'll probably ring the pharmacy there, because I was lucky, because I was changed from a gel to another gel, and then it was the patch first, and then there was a problem with the patch, and then I went to a gel, and then the gel stopped working, and then they put me back on a patch. And so I ring every second day and say, did you get them in? But in the meantime, I've a month in hand of products, but that's, my month is up now. You know, my last batch is tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, and
And I was going to get somebody in Spain, somebody in Barcelona, could they just go in and buy something and post it over to me? Because, there's no shortage of Guinness, because there's a willingness to sell Guinness. There's no shortage of Heineken. I'm not, you know, biasing Guinness or anything. But other products are available. And I know we've had a global pandemic, but this is not about the pandemic.
Again,
and that excuse...
I, I'm just reading from that statement from the HPRA saying some strengths are available currently and based on manufacturing availability. This is with Estradot and Novartis.
Yeah, the, Estradot is my one.
Yeah, there's in the resupply of the full range is expected to be in July. In the interim, the companies have indicated they are working to find solutions to the immediate supply issues. But as you say, it is sort of incomprehensible that we are in a situation where a huge number of women depend on a very, very important medicine and medicine.
And there are no side effects. It protects against bowel cancer. There's a protection against dementia. There's a protection against your teeth falling out. I mean, these are really serious medical issues. You know, you really don't want to get bowel cancer. You don't do not want to get dementia. And so the protective effect of estrogen cannot be overstated. And we're being denied it.
Noreen, I'll see if anybody else agrees with you on the approach to the European Commission. That is an interesting idea. I want to bring in Loretta now. Loretta, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon. Great to see that you're covering this topic, Katie.
How many days of supply have you left?
I have 7 days. I counted out the individual sachets. I'm on a product called Divigel, an estrogen-sourced Divigel, and I counted them out this morning. I have 7 days left.
And are you worried about what's going to happen after 7 days?
I certainly am, because the in November I was on Divigel, and I've been on it for about 4 or 5 years. I've tried different ones, and this is the one that works best for me. All my symptoms were under control, and last November I was unable to get that, so I switched to the patch, and I immediately had breast tenderness and so on. I just didn't feel that great, so the doctor thought it might be a bit strong, so reduced the dosage a little bit. I stayed in that for a while over Christmas and into the new year, and I had developed during perimenopause, I developed migraine with focal migraine, which I'd never had before. My focal migraine came back, and one evening in a restaurant, I lost my words. So basically, I couldn't get the words out. And that's a sign of, or one of the side effects, or one of the symptoms or whatever, of focal migraine. But I put it down to that. But when I mentioned it to the doctor said, oh, you better go to A&E immediately to get that checked out. It could be a stroke or a mini stroke. So I underwent a series of tests, went to A&E, scans, ECG, etc., which all came back clear, thank goodness. And I'm on testosterone as well, so I had to get a blood test to get my testosterone levels checked. So I said, could you check my estrogen while you're there? And it came back that it was on the floor. So basically, whatever happened in the transition, it didn't quite, I wasn't getting the estrogen level that I required. So as a result, as soon as I could get my Divigel, I went back on that. And now that's been out of stock, although the HPRA website, which I check every day because I run the Menopause Hub, and we, all our women, are phoning up looking for prescriptions at the moment. I went on their website and it says it's no longer out of stock, but it's on allocation. So I contacted 5 pharmacies this morning looking for my prescription of Divigel because I knew it's potentially coming back in stock. So that's my scenario. So I am dreading when my supply runs out. But hopefully, I'm fingers crossed that I get a supply before then.
God, I mean, to be worried about, you know, something as dramatic as losing your ability to speak is...
Yeah,
that's
very frightening.
That's what we're dealing with. Loretta, many thanks for filling us in with your story. I have so many stories here. I'm going to go to Laura. Laura, good afternoon.
Hi there.
Are you down to your last few patches?
No, I'm actually a pharmacist.
Oh, sorry, Laura. yes, of course. Yeah, you're at the other side of the counter.
I am the other side of the counter, so I am dealing with ladies on a day-to-day basis that are coming in looking for their patches and looking for their estrogen gel, and I'm seeing the angst that it's causing them, that they can't, you know, access the products they have been prescribed.
And what are you hearing on your end when you talk to the people that you get your supplies from? What are they saying to you?
So they're just saying that it's out of stock. They've experienced an unprecedented demand and they can't provide for that demand. Now, the thing is that this isn't the first time that HRT has gone short in the last few years. I've witnessed it a couple of times before. So what I do agree with some of the ladies that were saying there, we do need more lobbying in order to make sure that this does not happen again. We need proper forecasting of the demand that might be anticipated, and we also need more variety of brands available. So currently we have one brand that dominates the market, Easterdot, made by a company, and that's what everyone has described. We need more availability of other patches and generic patches, but in order to do that, we need to have companies want to get their products licensed in Ireland too. So it's like a two-way street.
But when you say there needs to be more lobbying, you mean from our politicians at that level?
Yes, absolutely. I really do think so. It's such an important issue. So we have, you know, 100% of women will go through menopause if they're lucky enough to reach that age. So that is a significant proportion of our population. But it does seem that it's not considered important enough, because there are other products that are readily available that never go short, or that I've ever witnessed going short in 20 years of working in pharmacy. But I see this not being the first time that HRT has gone short.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, Laurie. Is this a particular issue with HRT over and above other products, or other medicines that you sell?
So products do go in and out of supply over the years that they have done. And we will often see that there are shortages in certain products. But there's always usually an alternative to that product, and there's usually always an affordable alternative to that product too. But with the estrogen patches, there doesn't seem to be an alternative, really.
You know,
there really isn't, and that's the unfortunate thing about this. So that's why we need more options for women too. We need to have more brands available. That involves a licensing issue on behalf of the pharmaceutical companies.
Yeah,
we can't just have the market owned by one brand, because therein lies the problem. When that brand goes short, you know, there's no alternative for women, or if there is, it's an unlicensed alternative. It's more expensive because it's unlicensed, because it's not, doesn't have a licensing here in Ireland. So we need to get it alternatively, and it usually costs more.
So
it has all those knock-on effects. And, you know, I run an Instagram page as well, Fabulous Pharmacist, and people are in contact with me every day asking me, do I know of any pharmacies around the country that have these products? People are really desperate.
I'm kind of amazed, actually, that, you know, when you say that, obviously from we're getting so many calls in on this today, why it hasn't been raised, why we haven't heard anybody on their feet at all. Maybe I've missed it, maybe they have, maybe there has been some attempts to raise this as an issue on a political forum. If anyone knows that it has, let us know. Laura, thank you for that. I'm going to go to Mary now. Mary, you also use that Divi gel.
I do.
That we've been hearing about. And how much more of it have you left?
I have 4 days left of this month, and then I'm out of it.
Right. And is that one of the products that we've heard is in short supply?
It's not available anywhere. One of the things that I did was I actually got my hard copy of my prescription from my GP, who is super supportive. And I took it to Dublin, and I walked to the streets of Dublin. I must have gone to about 12 different pharmacies, and no joy.
When was this, Mary's?
This week, all this week.
So you've been walking the streets of Dublin all this week, in and out of pharmacies.
Yeah, I took 2 days, and I started in Grafton Street and went over to Henry Street. And then I drove out to Mount Marion, and I worked my way back all through there. And nobody had any Divi gel. But the most frightening thing for us, as has all been said before, is that there is no restock date. So my fallback is to go back to my super supportive GP and look for an alternative. But as you've discussed earlier on, that means then that it's like trying to balance your hormones with a new product. And I have my life back. I don't want to do that. And I don't see why I should have to do that.
Mary, will you stay there? I've got Dolores on another line. Dolores, you have how many days left?
I have 10 days left. I'm also on the Divi gel, and I've tried other gels, and this is the best one for me. It's a concentrated form, and it changed things for me drastically. And got my energy back, and, you know, back doing Pilates twice a week and sleeping, and just felt so much more vibrant.
It's giving you your life back, basically.
Pardon?
It's just giving you your life back.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Felt years younger, and went to get, walking my dog, I went into the local chemist to get my prescription, and was told that there was nothing. There was nothing there, and I asked when would it be in, and it was really shocking to hear, well, we don't know, there's no supply. And what really surprised me was I looked at the little sachet, you know, and it says it's O-R-I-O-N, it's, I don't know how to pronounce it, Orion or something, and I said, I thought that's an Irish company, and she said it is. So that really surprised me, that is it produced here? How can we run out of a really important... Like, I take Eltroxin for an underactive thyroid, and I rely more on the Divigel than Eltroxin. My symptoms are so much more severe without the Divigel. I could actually live better if there was less of a supply of Eltroxin, which is, you know, it's a proper medication, and they wouldn't run out of that. So I'm quite...
Do you think the way you said that there now, because they would consider Eltroxin a proper medication and they wouldn't run out of that, do you think that this is viewed, that the HRT supplements are viewed as not a proper medication?
Yes, I think this is a woman's rights issue. I don't think it's been taken seriously. I think we're way behind on women's health. Actually, I'm a mental health practitioner, and I would have worked with women who wouldn't have even been aware they were having menopausal symptoms, and probably came to me initially for maybe depression, and only because I had had surgery myself, and it was only the surgery that subsequently gave me menopausal symptoms. And with the sleep deprivation, I just decided, it was 3 weeks in, and I just decided I can't live like this. You know, my quality of life changed quite quickly, and I researched myself, and I went to the menopause hub, and luckily got sorted very, very quickly, and within a very short time, all of my symptoms very quickly reversed and was back to normal. So because of my own journey, I was able to recognise this working with people and asking them about, you know, their symptoms, and ask them, had they considered getting their hormones level checked? In fact, my last appointment, they checked, you get your hormones levels checked every 6 months. And even though I'm on the Divigel, my test results recently have come back that there's a deficit. So they said your estrogen is actually low, but not to worry. So when I go back for my next appointment, which is in 2 weeks, they're going to raise it. So already I need my levels raised. And I can't even get the lower level I'm on in a chemist.
Yeah. God. Dolores, I have to take a break. Many thanks for that. As I say, we're getting more and more calls in on that. We'll take this break.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
I want to go now to Paula. Paula, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Katie. Thanks, Maine, for having me on.
Yeah, you're a pharmacist in Waterford, Paula.
Yeah, in Stratus Healthcare Pharmacy in Waterford. And I guess I rang in just because I am seeing this every day, and this supply issue that your previous callers have, you know, spoken about. And it's just, I guess, I wanted to give my point of view as a pharmacist.
Yeah.
So we are seeing, and it's been going on maybe for the last 12 or 18 months, to be honest, but it just seems to be a bigger problem more recently.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask you that. Are we talking like in the last month or like when did it get really acute?
Well, it seems in the last, I would say the last 2 to 3 months, that it has been very problematic for women. And it's trickling into us from suppliers, and then it's trickling out to the patients. And I guess it's that we would, now I know here in this pharmacy here, we would, and I'm sure it's across the board, we would be checking with the suppliers every day to see what is in stock, what can we get, because even if it's available, then it's on allocation into us, say.
So when did you speak to them? You spoke to them today then, did you?
Oh yeah, we will be, I've already rang, I'd say 3 or 4 suppliers today alone, I could be getting 10 or 15 women calling in for their prescription. And, you know, you're trying to sort each person, and you may be able to fill one prescription for one lady, but then you might have to, as, you know, has been said already today, switch prescriptions or arrange with the prescriber to switch to something else.
Can I just ask you, because we've just had a text in from one pharmacist to say that they've been told that both the Estradot and the Divigel are in the wholesalers today. Did you?
Yes, and that is the case today. But that's only as of today, say, yesterday evening into today.
How much of that would you get then?
You see, that's the next problem. While it's available and we can order, our supplies would be limited as to what we can actually buy in. So then you might be, you know, you'd get on the phone and see if they'd give you a few more boxes to cover you for the month, because, you know, I mean, it's not as if it's just at the start of the month that all these women come in with their prescriptions. It's throughout the time. And the supply, you know, lessens mm-hmm. then as the month goes on. The suppliers don't have it to give to us.
And just explain to people how it works. So you, as you say, you're constantly on the phone to the suppliers trying to establish what's there.
Yeah.
How long then? They say, okay, we've got Estradot patches and we've got the Divigel.
Yeah.
And we can give you X number of boxes. How soon then before that will end up on your shelves and you can actually start supplying?
Oh, the same day or next day, depending, say, if you get onto them in the morning and, you know, you have a positive outcome, I'd have it in the afternoon.
I'm just thinking now, all the women around the country on Divigel and Estradot are now leaving their house, jumping in their car and running to their nearest pharmacist to get in on the queue.
Yeah, I know. And then, it's kind of like that. It's nearly like a first come, first serve. Or you might have a list of women that, you know, you've been keeping on a month to month. Oh, this is in. I'm going to give, you know, Mary a ring or whoever. But then they're not the only ones who need it as well. Do you know, it's awful because it is nearly a first come, first serve basis. And then not everything will suit each woman. You know, something will suit one that won't suit another, or patches will fall off, or something will work better than another. So it's terrible. And you hate going out to these women then, and, you know, they nearly know, sure, at this stage before you go out to them, that they're dreading it as much as we are.
And it must be doing your head in. We must spend so much of your time just dealing with this.
Well, you know, there's that end of it as well, because obviously, this is a huge problematic area, but then we're dealing with other patients coming in every day as well. So trying to balance your time to deal with everyone and sort everyone out and make sure everyone has, you know, it's terrible sending someone away, and we try not to. So either working with the suppliers or the GP to get some alternative and have no one run out. But it's terrible then for the patient to be switching from one thing month to month. It's not fair, do you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, Bridget or Paul, I have to manage my own time as well. I have to take another break.
Thanks very much.
Many thanks for calling in with that and letting us know what's in the wholesalers today.
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
Joe Duffy!
Talk to Joe on 0818 715 815.
And can I bring in Bridget now? Bridget, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm looking out over Galway Bay. And I'm good at the moment.
You could be worse places. You won't be in a month's time, you say. Is that how much more HRT you have left?
Yeah, and I was in doing a recce at the local chemist yesterday, and they haven't got my supply that I'm due to collect coming up. So I think the government needs to step in now. Thanks to Joe Duffy listening to the radio, I think this time last year maybe. I caught the radio show and realised I was in perimenopause. I had suffered with a whole range of symptoms. I've since joined the Irish Menopause Group on Facebook, and the women of Ireland need to be helped and supported and given necessary medication.
You heard it on this program, but there's all those amazing stories of from all those women who called in and told those stories that really opened a lot of people's eyes to what was going on in their own lives. Yeah, you didn't know.
I didn't have a clue. I'm falling on a huge amount of weight, problems with bones, memory. I thought I had Alzheimer's. Teeth bleeding. I thought I was losing my teeth. My sister's 2 years younger than me. She was told that she would need all her teeth replacing. She's since gone on HRT.
And then you got your HRT.
I did.
And now you are being told there's 1 month supply and you don't know where the next supply is coming from.
Yeah, and why can you get it in Spain? Why are people having to go, let alone up and down the roads of Dublin or Connemara looking for medicine that is necessary? It's not a therapeutic treatment. It's not a supplement. It's a necessary hormone that our bodies are losing and needs to be replaced. And obviously, it would cost the government a lot less in the long run.
So you think, who, the minister, the Taoiseach, what should happen?
Whoever needs to step up and deal with it now. It's an emergency. Why would they be waiting?
Yeah, I wonder, I suppose I do wonder what good it would do. But as you say, it's extraordinary that this is allowed to happen again and again, as the pharmacists were telling us. This is a particular problem with HRT that they don't see with other products.
And we are informed now. I wasn't informed a year ago. I hadn't heard of perimenopause. What I knew of menopause was that you stopped your periods. You might have some hot sweats. I'm still getting a regular period. I'm on HRT, and it's helped hugely already. I'm still, in the balancing process of getting the dosage right. I'm not there yet, but it's a huge turnaround already.
And you're really nervous now for what will happen in a month's time.
It's just not right. It's not right. Women, it's not right. Why?
Okay, well, maybe we'll try and get to the bottom of the why.
Thank you.
Overnight. That's it. Thank you. Thank you for that, Bridget. And that is all we have time for today. Today's programme was produced by Shan O'Gorman. Our BCO today was Ollie Hamilton. On sound, we had Aisling Grufferty. Stand by now for Ray Darcy, who is up next.